The bell dates back to the 6th century, and the shrine itself dates to the 15th century, and they're part of the collections of the British Museum, and in fact, on the British Museum website, they list them as some of the highlights of their collections. So, of course, in order for us to be able to borrow the items, we had to fulfill very strict security and environmental requirements so that we were able to take care of the bell and shrine while they were here in the museum for the 4 weeks.
The museum's visitors have been coming to see the bell and shrine. It's just the last couple of days. It's at Letterkenny Museum until Saturday afternoon, and then it's going, as you said, to Kilcluny for one day.
That's correct, yeah. It'll be here until Saturday, 4:30. That's when we close the doors. So if you want to see it here in Letterkenny, please come before then. Then it goes to the Dolman Centre in Kilcluny on Monday the 13th of July and will be available to view down there from 10:30 until 5 p.m. And then the next day it heads back to the British Museum.
Inevitably people will start asking questions. Should these artefacts be in Donegal or at least at the National Museum in Dublin? Should these artefacts be among those that people seek to be repatriated?
Well, it's a very, very complex issue. I mean, museums all over the world have items that relate to other collections. I mean, our own National Museum would have items that relate to other countries. So the issue of repatriation is complicated. But I would say that the British Museum have been caring for the bell and the shrine since the late 19th century, and only for them looking after them, they probably wouldn't have survived. Certainly we wouldn't have the facilities here in Donegal at the moment, you know, to look after items such as these. But that's not to say that hopefully in the future we would be able to look after them.